If you'd like to check out these live streams while they're happening, check out 242 Reads in the show notes. They go live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, on with the replay.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the coffee stream. Today, nope, not coffee stream. Gosh darn it, I thought I had it. Stream in terror. I will see myself out because I'm not a professional. I see how it is. Good evening, Sydney, Nico, and September Dragon. Welcome, guys. I'm just going to quickly get something ready. Okay. All right, I just added a poll for you guys real quick. So good evening, everyone. Welcome. Yep, you can hear me. Okay, perfect. I just didn't double check my mic. I also saw that I accidentally pinned "Hey Sydney" for a minute there instead of the whole like, comment, all that stuff. I thought that was quite funny. just 1 second. Oh, and just so you guys know, it is Dead Space. I downloaded Dead Space again and got up and gained it. And I'll make sure my computer has sound this time instead of doing what I did last time. I know what I did wrong last time, but yeah. Alright, guys. So, I see it's a 50-50 right now. I wish I could edit that because I threw the E in too big. It is what it is. There's nothing you can do about 242. It is stuck forever. Alright. Also, I stuck with the 80s feeling music, so I hope you guys enjoy that as well. Alright, well, I will do some live reading. Since there's just three of you guys right now, go ahead and just tell me what type of story you want me to read and I'll go grab one or find one that I have. Excuse me. Sydney, anything's okay with me. It's not helpful. How am I supposed to know what to read? Just kidding. I like to be an over dramatic. I blame my father. Whatever your favorite is. I don't know if you guys listened to the latest one I did. The latest video. That one, I don't think I could ever live read it. I literally, every time I went to read that story, like the end of it, I had to read what I had to read, stop, go cry for a couple of minutes, go back, read a few more, like read another paragraph, pause it, go cry for a little bit. Like, I have never had a story hit me like that one did, and it's definitely one of my favorites for emotionals. But I'll look at what I got here and see what one peeks out my eye. Read that one to you guys. Pause that one. Excuse me. Let's see here. You know what? I've got an idea of which one to read for you guys. So here, I haven't done one of these types on stream before, so I'm going to do a dark web story for you guys. I've never done one on live stream. Yeah, some stories really get you. They know. They just find that weak spot. Okay, so, this is a dark web story. Don't buy books off the dark web. By Jeanette. Sorry, something in my throat. By Jeanonix. I can't be very detailed specific here due to the nature of my job, but I will try my best to communicate the story as best I can. I work in cybercrime division of law enforcement agency. That's about as specific as I can get. And I want to be clear here. Most of these stories that you read about the dark web are outright fabrications. The tales of the red rooms and the stories of hiring hitmen are practically universally untrue. Most crimes take place on your normal everyday web. On Tuesday afternoon, though, I got a call saying that... On Tuesday afternoon, though, I got a call saying that there was a new case for me. Well, the office got on every other end of the call didn't seem to be too sure that if the case was for me, but wanted me to have a look anyways. Well, the officer on the other end wasn't sure. Sorry, the office. I went down to talk to two young boys. Both of them were teenagers, likely still in high school. I was wondering what this was all about, even about, when one of them started blabbering about something they got off the dark web. Apparently two of them were doing a TikTok or a YouTube challenge. I don't care to remember which one it was, but they were looking for things to buy off the dark web. Again, honestly, there's very little actual Shay activity that goes on the dark web, unless you want to buy drugs, so the two of them were mainly disappointed. Until they found a site that sold books, one of which they bought. I was then handed the book in question. I put on a pair of gloves and flipped through it. It was filled with foil. It was filled with photos of a young lady. Initially, they were of her smiling and in locations such that a meadow, a city square. Though as it went on, they became more provocative, for a lack of a better term. She began wearing outfits like a maid, a uniform, or a catgirl cosplay, and the last two photos were of her wearing nothing. "Is this what you wanted to show me?" I asked, wondering what the fuss was about. It was then that I was handed a card, one that had come from the book. It said, "Thank you for your purchase, dear customer. Inside you can find a treasure trove of photos of a young girl. Although there's not all that special about this book, to make sure that it is truly one of a kind, we made sure that you could get the full experience. The book is bound with her skin, so feel free to gently caress the leather as you look at her. Again, thank you for your purchase." At this point, I should probably mention to those who might not be aware with the anthropomorphic bibliography is a name for the practice of buying books with human skin. I probably don't need to say this, but it's illegal. Even assuming the skin was from a cadaver, you run into laws dealing with human remains. This card, though, from what was written on it, it was made to sound as if the skin had been taken from the girl while she was alive. Well, either that or she had been killed and then skinned specifically to make this book. I thought the whole thing was an elaborate joke. My first hunch was that the two boys were in on it, but they seemed too scared for it to be a hoax on their end, and I interviewed the two of them separately and their stories held up. All right, perhaps they were telling the truth, but that didn't mean the book was really bound with human flesh. Even if it felt like leather, it was most likely animal leather, and all of this added for the flavor. I told the officer in charge of the case just that and said that we had no real need to investigate further. Though I did give the young boys a warning regarding buying things off a sketchy website. And that's where the case ended. Or so I thought. As it turns out, the officers in charge of the case decided that on the off chance that it was real, to get the book tested. And it turns out the leather binding the book was a matter of fact from human skin. As you can imagine, interest in the case surged after that. We were dealing with a potential murder case now. We were called the two boys back. I was also brought back on board to try to get the root of things. And I was able to get the Tor address of the website they used. Unfortunately, all I got was an error message when I used the link. I did some more sleuthing, but that got me nowhere. Frustrated, I turned to the other source for help, but there was little progress that I was able to make. Further analysis on the skin revealed that it did belong to a woman and one of white descent, which all lined up with what I saw in the photograph. But there was little else the forensics could do as to process the prepared letter made it uneasy to test. A DNA test of the skin didn't reveal anything, and we searched far and wide to see if anyone recognized the girl in these photos. No match till date. The case was about to turn cold when I managed to find an unexpected lead. On a forum, I caught wind of someone else who had purchased a similar book and was confused regarding the validity of what was claimed about it. It was three states over, but we managed to track down the poster, who was a woman who had bought it out of morbid curiosity. Forensic testing revealed the cover was made of human skin as well. She had a different Tor link, one which I tried, and this one actually worked. The site by itself was nothing very impressive. It was as basic as it could be, kind of like an old site back in the 2000s. I would have thought it was a cheap prank based off of this alone, but the two cases made me hold back my skepticism. I took screenshots of the website and confirmed that the two boys had first came to us with the case that this was the site they were looking for, that we were looking for. Both of the books had been mailed from fake addresses, from mailboxes within large cities, so there was little to go on there. Given this, we decided to try the site for ourselves and placed an order, only for nothing to turn up. If anything, what happened was that the site's URL no longer worked. And it's here where things took a sinister turn. One of the boys, the one who actually ordered the book, went missing one day. He was coming back home from school, and then, well, there was no further trace of him. Manhunt for months came up with nothing until one day. Sorry, I had to sneeze. The other boy came to us saying that someone had delivered a piece of paper to his house. It wasn't a normal piece of paper. It was a roll of parchment. Tested later to reveal that it was skin was human, and DNA testing showing that it was from the boy who had gone missing. Upon it, written with what was later confirmed to be blood, were the words, "Stay out of our business." I don't like to admit this, but that single incident spooked me beyond anything I've ever encountered. I'm not really used to being in the line of fire. Yeah, I know I'm part of law enforcement, but my work is usually done behind a computer screen. I didn't catch a wink of sleep for 3 nights after we confirmed what it was. I vividly remember how his mother broke down in tears when we gave her the news. There are no more leads aside from that anyway. And honestly, nothing more to do with the case, and I've got nothing to do with the case anymore. People who would gladly skin someone and then use that skin are not people I want to be in close contact with. Well, this case might be over, but I'll leave this here as a general warning. Do not buy things off the dark web. Even if it's more than likely a joke than not, because sometimes they might not be kidding. Hey Lance, welcome. You've heard the story that I was just reading, Sydney, or the one that I read for that story, for that video. That was a good story. I enjoyed that story, too. It's one of the shorter ones. Oh, you've heard this one before. I know there's a few other narrators who do the dark web stories. And I never asked for exclusiveness, so. So there's lots of times where I will do stories that other people do. And I've got no problem with that. Because we all kind of tell them differently. And I know when I go to actually narrate it for a video, I will tell it differently than when I live read it too. Because I pick out and emphasize. Most likely MCT. Yeah, most likely she did it. She's the one who told me how to find some more dark web stories because I was having troubles. Because they do really good. Like, they're really interesting to, like... Sorry, my shoulder hit my mic. They're really interesting to read and stuff. Whether or not they're true is beside the fact. I don't put them down as true anyways. I put them as fictional stories. So. Because I know most of them actually really are. But people are fascinated by the dark and deep web. Not really the deep web, but just the dark web. So, definitely playing the game has won out, but we'll do that a little bit later. I was thinking about an hour into the stream, so about 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'll get the game up. Because I do want to do some live reading, because I'm a narrator, I should be reading for you guys, in theory. I mean, supposedly I'm a professional. I don't know who decided that was a good idea. Let me see here. Actually, you know what? I could give you guys a sneak peek for this week's video. I've got it all ready to go. It's up live. Well, it's live for members and patrons right now. So I can give you a sneak peek of one of the stories. I'm going to read one I really liked, which was... I read that one to you guys before. Try to remember one I haven't read to you guys yet, but is really good. No, I read that one too. The problem is a lot of these times I do read these to you guys before they ever get up. Sydney, did I ever read... hello, Evil Outcast. Sydney, you're the best one. Did I ever read about The Last Tram? The one about a girl trying to get onto the last bus? By chance, do you remember that? Because you're here for all my live streams, so you totally remember. It's hard for me to remember if I read it, if I'm remembering reading it because I've read it, or if I'm remembering that I read it for a live stream already. And by the time they get to the other part. Sounds familiar? Okay. Just one second. There's a guy that was chasing her the whole time, basically, is what that story is. Alright, so that was one of my favorite ones that I read, so... No, I read that one. I don't think I read this one, so I'm gonna... Oh yeah, I won't be in here anymore. would be here. Okay, yes. All right, I will read. There was a creepy guy at my door then. So this is a creepy encounter. There was a creepy guy at my door by Anonymous. Not sure if my story belongs here, but I've always been creeped out by it. I, a female, was 25 at the time. This was 2018, and I lived with my boyfriend in our hometown. It's a small city that's relatively poor and has some drug problems, as there's not much to do. My boyfriend, now husband, was at his friend's house. It was Saturday night and he said he'd be home around 9. He was about 2 towns over, a 20-minute drive. At the time, we lived in a duplex, split upstairs and downstairs. It used to be a big house converted into a duplex. My cousin actually rented the downstairs apartment and she was kinda loud. I knew when she was home and when she wasn't. She wasn't home this night. The way our street was situated, the back of the house on my street and the parallel street all face the narrow alley of the door of a driveway were, mostly, only accessible this way. The downstairs unit had a front porch with a door and a side door. Our upstairs unit had the back door and it was at the top of an outside set of wooden stairs. So anyway, I'm home watching TV alone. I hear someone coming up the stairs and knock on the door. It's 8:30. It would have been unusual for my boyfriend to be home early. Maybe they got bored playing video games, or he just felt like leaving. I usually would unlock the door for him when he came home, instead of him using his keys because it was dark and it could be a hassle. So I got up and opened the door to someone who was not my boyfriend. It was a pretty thin man, wearing 2 big jeans and a hoodie. He had 4 teeth and was teetering back and forth. I was so shocked considering I was positive it was my boyfriend coming home. The guy at the door asked, "Can I use your phone?" Behind him, down the stairs, in the alley, I see a big SUV, 4 Explorer type of vehicle just idling, with someone in the driver's seat. I panic and say, "Yeah, just hold on," and then shut and lock the door. I think I was more in shock that it was a stranger at my door and not my boyfriend than anything else. I hid so he couldn't see me through the front door window and froze. Something was just telling me that this was not okay. After a few minutes, I hear him start walking down the stairs. I go over to the door and see the car drive away down the alley. I call my boyfriend and tell him, and he says he's leaving. But like I said, it was a 20-minute drive. He was about to leave anyways. After he got home, I came down and honestly felt silly. Why not just lend him my phone? Was it really that weird? But then I thought about it more over the next few days. It was 2018. This guy, or whoever it was, driving. Between the two of them, neither one of them had a phone. And it wasn't like they were having car troubles. What would they want with a stranger's phone for? They also went down an alley into the backside of a house up some stairs to ask to use a phone. They didn't go to my cousin's front door downstairs. I would have heard someone on the porch. They did not go to any other houses. I saw them leave the street entirely. Also, why go to the house to ask for a phone when there are no cars in the driveway? And of course, our battery-powered security camera was dead at the time. I'm generally not sure what they wanted. If anyone has any idea or think I'm overthinking it, let me know. But creepy guy at my door, let's not meet again. I know for a fact I read that one before. It's a good story, though. But, yeah. Sorry, my husband had to come in to ask me something real quick. So, alright, I will read you guys one I know I haven't read you because I just got it today. Yeah, read that one. Great, it's raining. I mean, it's great for telling stories with rain. Yeah, me and my husband ordered some food, and apparently they completely messed up the order we ordered for, so. My dog is my and my best friend's possible hero. By Perdizia, I think. Sorry, sometimes these usernames are a bit weird. I've always wanted to own my own dog. I put a lot of research into it and decided to get a Bernese Mountain Dog, which my mom generally paid for part of my graduation, paid for as part of my graduation present. One thing to know about this breed and my dog specifically, Sirius, is that they're very friendly and don't know a stranger, because getting to him, I saw a video of the same breed just napping while repair people came into the backyard. This is not an issue for me. We have a very protective Saint Bernard at home, and I don't think we need a second guard dog, and I wanted to be able to take my dog out. It was better for him to be friendly. After October, when a chill was just starting to form in the air, friend and I decided to get some pumpkin-flavored coffee for us and a pup cup for Sirius, and go to the local park to get him some exercise now that it wasn't too hot for him to be outside and smoke some. This is not one of the nicer parks. It used to be a dog park attached, but due to continuous flood damage, it was closed down, and now the area where used to be is mostly secluded, and there's plenty of people who use that for their advantage and do drugs there, like we had planned on doing. There's also a lot of families on the weekends, but this was in the middle of the week during school and work hours, so the park was pretty much empty when we got there. As we walked, we passed a man who was training for something that I'm not sure I'd like to know about. He was carrying a full army pack. He was carrying a full army pack and was drenched in sweat. And when I later told my stepdad about this, he said he had seen the same guy running along the main road where there was no sidewalks. Sirius completely ignored him. We also met a couple who had a Rottweiler puppy and a few months younger than my dog. We stopped to let them play for a moment and talked to the couple. Sirius was absolutely no issue with the pair, and was very happy to receive pets from them. Eventually we got to a location we were planning to smoke at, directly underneath the train tracks, which is the most secluded location in the park, as there's only one path to get into it, and unlike the rest of the park that loops around, this area used to be a road, but was purchased by the city for the park, so it's empty besides a house or two just past the barrier. We're there for around 30 minutes before an older man walks by, giving us a how's it going, the way that people do when they pass them on the walk and turn around and walk back to the other way. A little while later, he passes back again and notices us still sitting there, stops and said, "Are you girls alright? Are you waiting for a ride?" This creeped me out slightly, but I tend to be overly cautious, so I said, "No, we've been okay. We're okay." Which was true. I had driven there, and I was still nowhere sober enough to drive, and we were just enjoying the nice weather before it got too cold. He responded by telling us to have a nice day and turned around. Sirius, through this interaction, just continued to play with sticks he was chewing on. I mention these encounters just to solidify how absolutely strange the next one is. Soon after, a man who seemed to be in his 40s or early 50s started to walk towards us. Instead of turning around like the other man had done, he started walking directly towards us. Sirius absolutely loses it, barking and growling at this man and attempting to lunge at him. Despite the fact that he was only around 7 months old at the time, Sirius is a big dog, probably around 70 pounds at this point, and the man was very freaked out and continued past us, walking faster and keeping his distance. However, like I said earlier, there is nothing behind us besides an empty road and thick, heavy woods. My friend and I continued to sit there talking until I was sure enough that he was gone. "That was weird, right?" I asked my friend around 30 minutes after. She agreed with me. "Where did he even go anyway?" There was something I hadn't considered at the time, but looking around, I couldn't think of anywhere he could have been. Because we're high and stupid, we came up with a brilliant idea to wait and see if he passed us again, and he didn't. We walked towards the road behind us to see if there was houses he could have gone to. However, him living in one of them seemed unlikely. He was dressed for hiking with one of those backpacks specifically made for it. And if he lived so close, I don't think he would have dressed up like he was hiking. He doesn't pass us again, so we walk up to a small hill and pass the barrier. There's around 3 houses just past it, all pretty run down. And the second we get to the first one, a man comes out on the porch with a gun and just stares at us. So, safe to say, the people who live there aren't a fan of people from the park and on their properties. I think the only solution is he went into the woods. I never seen my dog act like that before, and I haven't seen him act like that since. Every other time he acts like everyone he meets, he's known his entire life. I've always thought that dogs have better instincts than us, and this has proven it to me. We're both pretty small girls, around 100 pounds and 5'5", and it's scary to think what could have happened if my dog had not been with us, and we have no way of defending ourselves in such a secluded area. Yes, this dog is definitely a bear. Yes, those dogs are freaking huge. And dogs are very intelligent. They can, they seem to know when something's up. And actually, like, I've had my dog Lulu for years, and she's normally like that. She's like, everyone's her best friend, she loves you, all that stuff. But every once in a while, she gets very, like, protective and, like, won't let people near her. It's only happened with, like, a handful of people, if that. But we have noticed she doesn't seem to like hats all that much, though. So, she's done it to 2 people that had hats, but I know she did it to 1 or 2 people that didn't have hats on, too. So. Yeah, no, dogs are awesome. All right. So I'm just going to mark down that I read that, so I won't do that one again. Yeah, it seems like I read most of those stories that are for next week's, but of course I narrate them a lot better when they're not live. Because I take many takes and I'm very picky. There's a reason I don't live stream me reading for my channel anymore. It's not exactly the most entertaining because I get so easily like, nope, that take's not good enough. Nope, that take's not good enough. Nope, that take's not good enough. And we'll reread the same thing like 4 or 5 times until I like it. Because I want to give you guys the best. So, we'll go with a paranormal story. Just need to... Stories. There. All right, so... There we go. All right, so all right, we'll go to the next story real quick for you guys. My Scariest Experience by the Disney Witch. Hello everyone. I just joined this sub and decided I share my scariest paranormal experience that I've ever had. It happened 19 years ago, but I love telling it because it's almost become like a campfire ghost story at this point. I'm 29 years old and this happened when I was about 10. It does need some background because my childhood was a very paranormal filled in a way. My mom and I had always been horror movie fans. I can't even remember far enough back to the time where I didn't like horror. We also live in Jacksonville, Florida, which is about a 45-minute drive from St. Augustine, the oldest city in the U.S. and probably also the most haunted. I don't know, Louisiana might give you a run for its money, but I'm just saying. All this naturally progressed into us becoming a very interested in the paranormal. So much so that my parents formed a ghost hunting team when I was about 9. I wasn't allowed on the big investigations, but I was allowed to see some of the more really cool places. One house we used to go to often was in Blackshear, Georgia, and the family they had become lifelong friends with even when they moved to Kentucky. They even got an episode on Dead Files. I have so many great memories from those days that I'll probably never forget. One of the scariest memories is one I'm also never forget. My parents and I went on a trip to California because my dad had to go to work and we all went. Well, he was doing his meetings. My mom and I visited Disneyland and it felt like a fun vacation. One evening during the trip, the three of us went on a ghost tour of the Queen Mary. I don't remember much of the tour because it was a little boring. Mostly the tour guide doing knock once for yes, 2 for no kind of questions in the haunted areas. The story was fascinating and the energy there was extremely sad and oppressing for me. One of the stops on the tour was a first class swimming pool and its attached dressing room, which essentially just looked like a public bathroom with a stall and no doors. This area had the worst energy of the whole ship, but there was supposed to be some kind of mean trickster spirit that hung around there. I think I experienced that spirit when we went there. We were in the dressing room and the tour guide decided to try something. She had one person go into each of the stalls of the dressing room and she told everyone to turn off all the flashlights and cameras and sit there and see what might happen. As soon as the room went black, within a few seconds, something grabbed my upper arm and exhaled in my ear. I felt the warmth. It scared the death, pun intended. It scared me to death, pun intended. So much so that I immediately yelled and came running out as the lights were turned back on, and I actually cried for my mommy. I've heard recently that some of that time is when they block off. I've heard recently that around this time is when they blocked off that area and stopped doing tours there as well. Well, I don't think something that happened to me would have caused it. I can't help wondering if it was my experience that made them stop tours into there, or that something like that happened to others and they decided to close it up for safety reasons. I know this has stuck with me even today. I watch a lot of paranormal investigations on YouTube, and I watch one where someone was able to go into the first class pool and I could feel the energy again. I felt like I almost had a panic attack. Terrifying encounter for me, and I vow to never go back there again. But I think I may do it for a sense of closure. I don't know if I'll get closure too, but it would be interesting. Ghost. Never go on spooky ships. Give me a second. I'm just gonna take a drink. My voice is kind of doing I can hear it. Ugh. It's cracking. Because it's dry. Kind of. Alright. So, alright, nope, it's this one. There we go. See, I don't like going into places that you know are haunted, but that's because I have felt shit, and I'm just like, I don't want to be anywhere near all that stuff anymore. I'm good. I like reading the stories, but no. It was a very good story, and I do hope she gets some closure if that's really what she wants. Especially since she felt the energy again, even just seeing it on a YouTube channel. Alright. I'm really interested in this one, so I'm gonna read. I got a glitch in the matrix for you guys, so I'm gonna read that to you. And it was literally posted today. So, it's a brand new one. It's fresh off the press. There we go. That's the one. And after this, I'll get the game up and running. We'll play some Dead Space and be spooky. Alright. Drowning in 1973 by SadSnails97. It was 1973, and I was with my family at the Jersey Shore for summer vacation. I was 10 years old. One night, around 5 p.m., my parents went to the surf club, a bar on the docks next door to the beach, and I was left to find something to do. I went onto the beach. I remember vividly how strange it was that there was no other people around. It wasn't dark yet, and people were partying nearby on the boardwalk, but no one was on the beach. I decided to go into the water and get sucked out very far by a rip current. I remember the feeling that this was it for me. I was going to die. Struggling and fighting, and no one was around to help. And then, after some time, just like that, a wave carried me back to the shore. I got up, went and found my parents. I never even told them what happened, as I wasn't supposed to be swimming alone in the first place. I always had a weird feeling about that night, and I can't quite shake or understand. Now, here's where it gets more confusing. At 20 years old, I was driving home one night and saw someone on their bike. I saw my car hitting them in my mind, but somehow avoiding them, and the bike rider didn't even notice. I was so freaked out because I really thought I almost killed someone. Since that night, I have constantly had this experience. I'll be driving, I'll pass someone walking or riding a bike. I'll see their accident in my mind and feel my car so close, almost impossible that I won't hit them. But then, nothing. And the first thought that came into my mind after that happened is drowning that night. I thought about it for years. If there's a connection, what could it mean? Or if maybe this happened for a reason, could this somehow be connected? I would love to hear any thoughts on this. It's the first time I've ever shared this with anyone. I've said it aloud and even been too afraid to think about it because it seems so crazy. A side note, my parents bought the house I grew up in the year I was born in 1963. It was rumored that it was haunted, though throughout my life, my entire family has experienced enough to truly believe my house did have spirits in it, and I've always wondered if that's connection as well. My daughter showed me this Reddit without knowing my story, and it brought so much more comfort to know other people have these weird feelings / experience, so she urged me to share mine. I've had a few experiences too, which I have shared a few of them before, of paranormal stuff, and that was a really good story. I wonder if he did die in a parallel universe, and in another one he came wasn't. I've heard a few of those glitches too, but yeah, I've had a few people try to like debunk some of the stuff that I've seen or heard, and just. A few of it just feels like, oh, you know what, I'm just kind of telling you my story. I don't really want you to debunk it, though. Because whether or not it's true, it still happened, and I still saw things I saw, felt things I felt. It doesn't change that. So. And, you know, maybe I'm just a picky person. And it might be just because sometimes you don't ask for it, and they still decide that they want to do that stuff. Alright, I'm just gonna do something real quick. And I was gonna bring the live stream up on my there. So I can see you guys' comments still. Cause it's very hard once I'm in the other screen to read comments. Alright, so Put that away. So, yeah, basically. Yeah, it's something. Yeah, and it's more of those people who go, well, that can't be real, or, you know, just don't believe you no matter what you tell them. I think that's what gets me upset sometimes. It makes them not listening to you and just deciding that it's not true. Nope, not VR. Game capture. There it is. Not with my face being covered. I just want, like... But... There. I'll actually... I'll just do this. And... Where is it? There it is. So I'll put that up. Put that there. Alright. So, that means that when I open this... Sorry about that. Problem with it being an EA game. I mean, collective hallucination is a thing. They have proven that to a certain extent, but at the same time, it's just the people won't listen to you no matter what you do. It's just like, can you just like let me tell my story and just let me be? It's different, of course, if you ask for their opinion. It's just completely different. It's just when they start butting in that gets annoying. Mainly because normally people who do that are very dismissive on your experience. So, come on. Black screen. Super entertaining. Everyone loves a black screen, right? I didn't fully put it full screen so you can see like the smallest little bit of the background moving still. Oh, come on. Come on. You can do it, computer. You're not like old in any way, shape, or form. I guess you're a bit older, but you still got a lot of... You ran this before. We both know you can run this. Yeah. Yeah, people just have to have their say. They won't listen to you. Sometimes it gets annoying. I wish, Sadly, paranormal stories don't do great on my channel. I wish they did better because I would do them more. But Glitch in the Matrix, like, those are the stories that really get people in. Which, you know what? Glitch in the Matrix is, like, parallel to paranormal in my mind. Because it's unexplained experiences. But instead of being paranormal, it's like we live in a simulation kind of feeling to it. My chair's also very squeaky. Come on! Okay. I'm gonna close it real quick and then reopen it. Alright, let's try this again. And if it does stop, then I'll turn the music off. Ah, there we go. It's actually doing something now. Okay. Building shaders is actually doing something this time, so we're good. Before it was just a pure black screen, so it was doing nothing. I've heard a lot of people like saying that it would be not the out of the realm of possibilities that we live in a simulation, but it would also be super hard for us to prove whether or not we live in a simulation too, because you just our reality would be the simulation, so all the things that you do to make sure that you're in reality would only be making sure that you're in this simulation, at least how I think of it. But I truly love these. Like, I love the stories. I love reading them. I love, like, getting your mind into it and stuff. Maybe I shouldn't have turned the music off right away. I remember this took forever last time. And then once it's up, I just gotta make sure that there is the sounds coming through, which it should. Because last time the computer wasn't hooked up properly. I'm trying my best to entertain. I'm just not very good at it. Not very good at it. I forgot that I should open this to begin with. Shouldn't take this long. Yeah, just the like we could be in the simulation, not know it, and yeah, 100%. Because anyone who says otherwise, well, it's like, well, it's hard to prove whether or not we are, because the only reality we know would be the simulation, so all the rules that we made would be the simulation's rules, right? But maybe one day we'll know for sure, one day we won't. It'd be funny if we were in a simulation, then we started making a simulation for some reason. And those people put someone else, like, made another simulation, that just becomes a simulation. Yeah, I could be overthinking things, but I do that a lot. I'm stuck in this brain and it likes to think. Come on. Let's put the music back on so you guys have something else to listen to. The Inception Sim. The Inception. Like you said it. This is the problem with new games. They take forever to load. I'm gonna make myself sound so old, but I remember when games just used to load. Don't do that. Don't fall. Don't fall. Whatever you do, don't fall. All right, come on. I remember when you bought a game and that was it. You didn't have to do all these updates or anything. I hated buying a brand new game, and then basically, what really happened was there's just the updates of the real game. They've done that a few times. Where they put out the game, like they go to make, like get it put onto CDs. And then because it wasn't actually ready, your first, in quotes, update is really the whole game. Because during that time between printing, shipping, and all that stuff, they worked more on it and actually finished the game. I've heard of CDs being completely blank, pretty much, except for like the odd, like couple things on it. Which I'm like, that's kind of messed up, guys. Yeah, basically, you gotta wait a whole month for the beans. Yeah, it's pretty much what it is. It's just, there's the odd time where I can understand them putting the game out because, like, it's a small company, and they need basically the money so that they can keep making the game. But a AAA title should not have that. 100% should be ready to go. They should have the finances. But there's been a few like smaller games, smaller things that have put out games that weren't completely ready, but they needed the influx of money so they could actually finish it. and like got a, the newest God of War, they actually did a DLC, and that was really good, and it was free. It was one of the first DLCs that was like a full game. Just me reading some stories, Evil Outcast, and trying to get Dead Space to work. It's building shaders. I'm gonna give this till 10 after, and if it doesn't load anything, I'm gonna call it right there. I also can't narrate much longer. COVID's kicked the butt out of my voice. I need to figure out a better way to soothe it. The first time I loaded it, it didn't even load. It was pure black screen. It was great. It's fabulous. It's everyone wants. I should have opened this before the live stream, guys. I'm sorry. Well, it's just like, I downloaded you. I installed you. Why didn't you do all this stuff already? But I forgot. It's an EA game. EA is notorious for this crap. Which is why I try to avoid EA games now. Okay, so the silence wasn't the game's fault. The silence was my stream fault. I forgot there had been a major glitch in my streaming software. And I had to switch the computer to a different output, basically. And I forgot to do that, to be honest. So, that was my fault. 100% my fault. This time it would work. I was also going to double check before I started doing anything that worked, too. They're a great, great, great video so far. Okay, I'm gonna do this. Alright, I'm trying again. Let's see if it can go back to it. Glitch in the Matrix in real life. Yeah, but it's a glitch in the system. Okay, while we wait for that, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna narrate another story to you guys. How's that sound? Yeah, more stories. While we wait for something to load, I'll just read more stories. That seems like a good idea to me. Hold on. I died. Something has changed on this screen. Maybe I'm not reading more stories. Maybe? Maybe we have enough shaders, finally? This is what you get, 242, for not remembering to start something before you go on the stream. I remember to download this time. I remember to do all that this time. Couldn't remember to open it first. I remember last time I did open it, I was smart. But then the sound didn't work. And I've had to wipe my computer since then. There was more Mark here, and she said this to get more stories. Hey, I see how it is. We actually do have it. We're good. Game started. Okay, I'll turn the music off. How many times could Dead Space glitch on me? There we go. Alright, so what I'm gonna do is... this. There. Move that. Got that one. There it is. Move the chat box over there. All right, well, just before I end it, I want to say thank you all for joining me this evening and watching me die and also randomly shoot at things. So next week, I am joined by Interscare. So there won't be a pick, but we will have this more often now because I actually have a game now to pick. So, and we have the sound working this time. So thank you everyone for joining me this evening, and I will see you next Friday. Let me just put the music back on. I hope y'all have a really good evening. Take care, guys.